it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, boys, here we go.
Hey, from the jump now, let's go.
Who's ready for some football?
Football!
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
So glad football season's back.
High drive to deep left field. Black goes all the way back at the fence. It's off. It's gone.
Wait, that's weird. That was a baseball highlight from Al Michaels. Yeah, that was from 1987 in the World Series. That was a home run. We'll tell you why we played that one in particular
will
in just a moment.
Will you tell us why?
Yeah, just a moment.
Right.
You gotta wait to find out. Edge of your seat, aren't you? It is time. We are back for season 3 of the No Prize Pick'em Challenge here on the Chris and Amy Show. And what this is, quite simply, is we go through the slate of NFL games over the weekend. We go through about 8 or so. We'll see how many we get time to go through. And you get nothing if you win. If you win, you get absolutely nothing.
That's
we have
right.
No prize to give to you. So does the No Prize Pick'em. It's very, very simple. We'll give you the rules in just a second. But first, let's bring in our listener who is participating this week, and it is Brian who is on the show. Hello, Brian.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Are you ready to go?
I am ready.
Do you know a lot about football?
Not really.
Perfect.
That's what we need.
Perfect. And our celebrity guest for this week, week one of the No Prize Pick'em Challenge, former Cardinal, he of the fantastic bat flip in the World Series. It is Tom Lawless on the show. Hello, Tom.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great. Yeah. We should let you know that Brian has informed us you are his favorite home run hitter of all time.
Yeah, well, he must have watched 87 then.
Yeah, there it is.
Absolutely.
How's your reunion weekend going so far?
So far, it's going great. We just had brunch here. Everybody was here for brunch, and we got to catch up with some of the guys we haven't seen in a long time. So, and then tonight, I think, will be really, really a fun time for everybody.
Awesome. We'll talk more about that in just a little bit. But, guys, are you ready to get going?
Ready.
All right.
Yes.
Here's how this is going to work. It's very, very simple. We are going to go through a handful of games. We'll give you the matchup. You tell us who you think is going to win the game. That's it. You can tell us why. Even if it's for a very silly reason, you can tell us why you think that team is going to win. And then our final game will be the it will end up being the tiebreaker game. It's going to be the Monday night game. And then we'll ask you to give us the winner and then tell us how many total points will be scored in the game. Very, very simple. So let's get started with tonight. The season is already underway. Last night, Cowboys and Eagles, Philly won that game. But tonight, it is the Kansas City Chiefs in Brazil against the L.A. Chargers. So the Friday night game, Brian, who's going to win this one?
I'm taking the Chiefs. I think they're focused.
All right. Tom Lawless, who will win against the Chiefs or between the Chiefs and the Chargers tonight in Brazil?
I'm taking the Chiefs, too. I can't bet against Pat Mahomes.
hey, Pat Mahomes is really something, isn't he?
Yeah.
I'm also picking the Chiefs because here's what I think. I think Travis Kelce is going to have himself a game because he has to prove that he's not terrible now that he's engaged. I think he has to prove, like, I'm still good. I'm still great. That's what he has to do.
Well, I'm going to pick the Chargers just because I think the Chiefs, especially Travis Kelce, is washed. The whole thing, they're all washed.
The old ball and chain.
Yeah, this is the season. This is the one where they all hit the crapper. The run is over.
Does Tom Lawless know that Ronge is a diehard,
we're gonna get
avid,
there.
Bitter Bears fan? You got to look through that lens.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Go Bears.
Yeah, Brian. There you go, Brian. All right, here, this game looks like it's going to suck. It's the Bengals and the Browns in Cleveland. It's a noon game on Sunday. Brian, what do you think?
I'm going Browns.
Cleveland Browns it is. What do you think, Tom?
Well, I've been a lifelong Browns fan forever, so I've taken a lot of heat over the years. So I'm going to have to go with the Browns at home. I know Joe Burrow is really good, but I'm still taking the Browns.
All right. Cleveland Browns it is. Amy?
What's funny is I feel like I would always forget about the Bengals, and I would always forget about the Browns. I don't know why. I think it's Ohio. I've always had a beef with Ohio.
And it's the color schemes.
It really is. It's not. It's a little off-putting.
It kind of is, yeah.
Orange and brown, and I don't know. So since both teams cannot win, I am picking the Bengals.
You're going with the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yes.
I am doing the same just because I think Joe Burrow's going to have a really nice year. So I am also with Amy picking the Cincinnati Bengals. How about the Cardinals? Tom, sorry, Tom. It's we love you, but we, trying to win here. Cardinals, the stupid Cardinals used to be the St. Louis Cardinals. They are in New Orleans to face the Saints, Brian.
I'll take the Cardinals.
You're taking the Arizona Cardinals. How dare you? What do you think, Tom Lawless?
I know.
I'm taking the Saints at home down there. Their team is much better than they have been, and their quarterback's got a little time under his belt, so I think he's going to have a good day.
All right, so the Saints is Tom's pick?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good one. I think I'm picking the Saints as well.
Oh, you're going to pick New Orleans.
And to be honest, I don't have a great reason other than if it's good enough for Tom Lawless, it's good enough for me.
Well, that's See, she's trying to make up for the Bengals pick.
I am trying to make that up a little bit.
She picked against your Browns, and now she's feeling bad about it, and she's backtracking.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Well, I'm going to go with the Cardinals in this one. They're a favorite by about a touchdown here, and I think they're going to end up winning in New Orleans. Let's go with the Giants and Washington Commanders.
Whoa.
This game is happening at Northwest Stadium in Landover, Maryland, which is very close to Washington, D.C. Brian, who wins between the Giants and Commanders?
I'm taking the Commanders.
Washington it is. Tom Lawless.
I'm taking the Commanders also. I just don't think the Giants have a quarterback that is good enough to win anymore.
You're probably correct.
Yeah, that's fair. I also am taking the Commanders. I apologize, Ron, if this puts you in a position to play the contrarian.
No.
I'm picking the Commanders.
I have to pick Washington, too. It pains me.
Yeah.
I hate it. But I think the Commanders are a good team, and I think they probably have a good quarterback, too. Even though he just had one good season. Yuck. All right. So I have to go with them. All right, it's a later afternoon game in Green Bay. This is one of those I wish both teams could lose games, but it's not really possible. The stupid Green Bay Packers, the awful Green Bay Packers, who just made a fantastic trade for Micah Parsons, they have the Detroit Lions at Lambeau Field. Brian?
So I'm going to say... I can't believe I'm going to do this, but I'm actually going to take the Packers, although I never want them to win.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Detroit's going to have trouble losing two of their key coordinators. I think the Packers win this one.
That's right. Brian, I want you to be right. Okay. Tom Lawless.
Want them to be right?
Well, just for this game.
Not,
okay. No. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Just for the Lions. The Lions. Okay. I want the Lions to have a bad year because they've lost their coordinators. Okay. Yes, Tom Lawless.
I don't think the coordinators matter. I think they got enough talent on that team in Detroit, and they got the right head coach, so I'm taking Detroit.
Yeah, Dan Campbell is a lot of fun.
So
yep.
I do feel like I would run through a wall for Dan Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like I would.
Would you bite a kneecap or two?
You know, I'm not a biter, but I have a cheese head in my closet.
Okay.
Real bona fide cheese head that was bought for me at Lambeau Field because it's my dream to go there when it's 0 degrees. I want to wear Carhartts and a sleeping bag and go to Lambeau. And because of that, I am choosing the Packers because, as Brian brought up, I think Detroit's going to be uncoordinated.
Wow.
They're going to look super uncoordinated on the field.
Well, they do have coordinators.
Well,
they're semi-coordinated.
Look at these Lions. Why are they so uncoordinated?
But they do not have Ben Johnson.
Yes, but I, like I said, Dan Campbell's amazing, but I got to pick the Packers. It's a tough one for me, but I got the cheesehead. I got to go. I got to go with the cheese.
Yeah, I mean, I hate it. I hate it. I'm with Brian on this one. I have to go with the Packers. I think they're going to win at home. I think Detroit's going to have a down year. I hate this. This is the toughest game I'm going to have to pick all year.
Is it because you haven't named a matchup yet that you don't hate?
Well, I don't like these teams. Either of them. They're stupid.
All right,
so I'm picking the Packers. Tom has picked Detroit. Everybody else has picked the Packers. Now the Texans, they're on the road in Los Angeles against the Rams, those cheaters. Brian?
I cannot take the Rams, so I'm taking the Texans, and that's the only reason I just can't pick the Rams.
Okay, I don't mind that. What do you think, Tom?
I'm taking the Texans also. They got, you know, I can't take the Rams either because they left. They left here. All right. Can't go there.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the terrible person.
You're picking the Rams.
I am.
Why are you picking the Rams?
I don't really like the Texans logo.
You're a fan of Kroenke, aren't you? Well,
she is.
I'm not a fan.
She is. Listen. She said, hey, it's that's business, baby.
That's the
free market at work.
Yeah. And you know what? If only I could rock a toupee so well. Oh, my gosh.
If I was a billionaire, I wouldn't get a toupee.
You know, he's surrounded by yes men. Why you have $1 billion and no one's going to say, hey, Stan, the rug isn't working. It doesn't look good. It's flopping in the wind.
It is.
Get some hair plugs or something.
So I am taking the Rams at home. I hate to say it, but
okay.
They got a good coach. Their quarterback is good enough. I don't think C.J. Stroud is what everybody thought he was in year one. So Rams it is at home. Ravens and Bills, this will be a very, very, very good Sunday night game.
Yes, it will.
Buffalo will have the Ravens in town. Brian, what's your pick?
I'm taking the Bills.
Okay. Tom?
Taking the Bills. Don't like the Ravens.
That's good enough for me, Amy.
Well,
yeah. I like them.
Taking the Bills. Love Scott Jagow, our KMOX reporter, and Josh Allen and the adorable hat that he drew. So I'm taking the Bills.
I am taking the Baltimore Ravens.
Because you have no soul?
No, because the Ravens are just a better team and the Bills are overrated.
Oh.
So Baltimore. Baltimore is actually a 1.5-point favorite. So that's that. All right. Final game.
They may win early in the year, but if they have to go back to Baltimore or Buffalo for the playoffs, they can't beat them.
Yeah.
You're probably right. Now, here we go. This is the tiebreaker game. It's the Monday night game. Usually we do it on a Sunday, but because the Bears are playing on Monday, we're going to back it up a day. So here's what you do. Give us the team you think will win and the total amount of points scored, and that total will serve as the tiebreaker. So Vikings and Bears at Soldier Field. Brian.
Bears 24, Vikings 17.
Don't make me do
41
math. 41. Thank you. 41 points. Okay, the Bears and 41 points. Tom Lawless.
Do either one of those teams have a quarterback?
Yes.
No.
Yes. Have you heard of Caleb Williams?
No.
Yeah, he didn't do very well last year.
He did great for a rookie.
He did very well last year.
Oh, he was fine. Come on.
Bears or the who's the other
Vikings.
Team?
Vikings. They got J.J. McCarthy. He stinks.
He stinks. So I'm really going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to take the Bears at 38 points. Bears win at 38.
Total 38 points. Okay.
Yeah.
I knew I liked you, Tom.
You ready for this?
Yep.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a real snooze fest.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a stinker. It's a boring.
You're a stinker.
And the Vikings are going to win. And I'm going to say 27.
27
yep,
points
it's
total?
It's going to be a boring.
Okay.
Yep.
Good Lord.
Because,
that's a, what a terrible
and
pick.
And Caleb is just going to look awful. And you're going to show up on Tuesday with all sorts of excuses as to why the game was a stinker.
Okay. Tom's laughing at me. I don't like this. Tom Wallace is laughing at me right now, and I don't like it. I am picking the Bears. This is a new season. This is a new season. New head coach. Great quarterback, soon to be MVP, Caleb Williams. The Bears will win at home against the Vikings, and a total of 44 points.
Wow.
It's going to be a high-scoring affair. Yep, that's right. We did it. All right, Brian, best of luck to you. You know what you
Thank
get
you
if you win
much.
This?
Absolutely nothing.
That's correct. Right. Thank you, Brian. We appreciate you. Good luck to you. Tom Lawless, it's awesome to talk to you. Looking forward to this weekend and tonight at the ballpark. You must be really, really excited.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun up there. And, you know, with the reunion tonight and then the Hall of Fame tomorrow, I get to see my friend Al Hrabowski get inducted into the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. So really looking forward to it. You know, we have a lot of family and friends coming to the games, you know, with all the players. And so it's just going to be a lot of fun. I mean, we had a lot of fun when we played in 85 and 80, and 87. You know, we were such a close-knit family, if I want to say, you know, because we're all still friends. How many years later?
Yeah.
40?
Yeah.
So it's going to be a great time.
Tom, as I mentioned yesterday and all this week when we were talking about this 85 team, it was my first favorite baseball team because it was the first one I could really remember. 82, I was real young, so I just don't remember it as much. But 85, I do, and that was one of the most fun years I've ever had as a baseball fan.
It was. I mean, We based our game on every day on fun. I mean, we had fun in the clubhouse. We had fun before the game. We knew what we had to do when the game started, and we played the game the right way. You know, we pitched well, we caught the ball well defensively, and we had enough hitting to beat a lot of teams. And you know, you don't see that very often. You know, we were pretty much based on pitching and defense. You know, and the hitting would be there when we needed it. And today it's mostly, you know, throw hard and swing hard. And you don't see, you know, the strategy in the game much anymore. But, you know, that's how we were built. We were built to play that way, steal bases, run, make all the plays defensively and put the pressure on the other team. So, and like I said, in 85, when I got here in 85, it was like I had the best seat in the house because I was a utility man. So I didn't play every game. I played, you know, a bunch of games, but I didn't play. So I had the best seat in the house. I sat there right on the top step of the dugout and watched the boys play, and it was, wow, was it good.
Yeah. It was. I mean, it was a lot of fun watching from a distance, and we appreciate you for being a bat flip innovator. So thank you. And thank you for participating in our silliness today.
Oh, okay. You can send me my prize when I win, okay?
You know what it is.
Yeah, nothing.
That's right. Yeah, we'll send it your way. Send us your address.
Right.
We'll send you nothing.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Tom Lawless with us awesome. Here from the 1985 and 87 National League champion St. Louis Cardinals. And again, the celebration is tonight at Busch Stadium. The Hall of Fame induction tomorrow. Edgar Renteria, Walt Jocketty, and Al Hrabowski all being inducted tomorrow. It's Chris and Amy on KMOX.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.